Friday the 7th of November, Tess Marafeshbun, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel, perspective on Parshas Lech Lecha.
I wouldn't be surprised if the people listening to me here and elsewhere were very interested in the Olympic Games and Beijing some 3 months. That is, I'm sure, the general Jewish tradition. Not me. I found great inspiration in the Olympic Games. Very inspiring. In the Olympic Games, the athletes compete against each other and against the clock. And if one athlete takes 1/100th of a second off the previous world record, he's a tremendous champion. He's feated all over the place. The new world record. By how much? 1/100th of 1 second. Now I ask you, Mr. Athlete, what are you going to do with this 1/100th of a second? How does the world, is the world improved now that instead of running 100 meters in 9.76 seconds, in 9.75 seconds? I'm only a Titan. Before communications, where they are today, people needed runners to bring news from A to B. They couldn't afford a horse. Today, the narishkeit, the greatest mishugas in the world, is the fact that we make a fuss out of 1/100th of a second. And it's not only to make a fuss about it. The new world record holder, he commands great fees for appearances and for sponsorship. If he says, I wear this sort of sports shoe, at least $5 million he gets. Over what? Over 1/100th of a totally, absolutely useless second. That's a Musa Haskell for us. If these goyim, who can get nothing out of the 1/100th of a second, make a fuss about it, shouldn't we make a fuss about every 1/100th of a second we have an opportunity for Limud HaTorah? If I'd ask most people, in this week's Sedra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham, your children will be Avodim Be'eretz Lo Elohim Avodim Minu Oysom Arba Me'er Shoma. That's what it says here. And I'm going to ask you, what was the Aveira which Avraham did for the Rebbein Shem to answer, but your children will suffer 400 years of gulps? What was that Aveira? Any ideas, Rabbi Sai? I'm sure you all know. Pardon?
Made a pact with Avimelech.
No. That's something else. Oh, Bamer Eida. He said Bamer Eida. And that seems to be in the Ivra Bonishlodom a lack of emunah, and for that, for a great tzaddik like Avraham, the Avi Avos Chamaminim, it's an Aveira and there's an Oidish. However, let's have a look at what Rashi says in chapter Tesvov, Posuk Vov. He did not ask for a sign. Ela omer lefonov, hodieini be'eze zechus yiskaimu bo. What zechus will my children need to stay in Eretz Yisrael? Omer lekodesh boruch hu v'zechus ha-karbonos. And the Gemara goes on to say, and when there are no karbonos, learning, say the kodshim, takes its place. So I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, if Rashi is right, that Bamer Eida means which mitzvah? Surely you can't say, well, for that you get 400 years golus. I think it's a very good question. Tell me, Rabbi Shlom, which is the important mitzvah my children have to keep? For that you get 400 years golus? No. So what's the tarot? If Bamer Eida is off your prayer, as I've just done, so what's the tarot? It's a Gemara in the Dorim that Lamed Beis Omed Aleph. Bifnei she'asa angariyah v'talmidei chachomim. when he decided, I have to rescue my nephew, he needed 318 soldiers, or perhaps that's the maximum he could raise. They were learning Torah, and he told them, you have to come and help me in my battle against the four kings. Ah, little Torah, that's what he just said. By us, 1/100th of a second is choshuv. So you can't take Talmidim Chacham away in for Pikuach Nefesh. I listened to a drosha. A difficult thing for me. I find it difficult to listen to other people. But once I did, and I can't remember, it's a long time ago, whether it was a Matthew Solomon or whether it was a Bezril Shachter. We made the following point. When did this battle between Avraham and the four kings take place? It took place on Leil HaSeder, Pesach, by Cholik Aleim Alayla. Now the Boisai, in our language, that's what that theory is called Bein Azmanim. So it seems that even if it's Bein Azmanim, if people are learning, you cannot take them away for even for Pikuach Nefesh. That's off the Gemara. What are the last words in the Mikra in Megillah Esther? Rotsoi leroiv echov. Zot the Gemara, roiv echov, veloiv kol echov. Why? Because you went away from Limud HaTorah to have Tolos Nafoshes. So you see, Gedolei Talmud Torah and have Tolos Nafoshes. And when Koyosh the second told all the Jews in Golos Babel, go back to Eretz Yisrael, did their leader Ezra HaSofer HaKoyim HaMohir, did he go? No, he sent other people back, but he stayed. Why? Because his Rebbe was too old to emigrate. If the Rebbe's too old, the Talmud has to stay here. Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, very good. Abba Godel Talmud Torah, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Of the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Ein Mevatlin Tonoite Shabbos Sabon, Afilu Lebinyan Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Torah, especially of children who are free of any sin, untainted, the value of their Talmud Torah is Godel Lebinyan Beis HaMikdash. So that should be an encouragement for us to use every spare second. Now I know full well that not everybody is cut out to spend their whole life learning, but even Balabatim who have to go to work and make an honest living, but they have a feel of Kvius Itim L'Torah. Now what does the word Kvius mean? Kvius means fixed, a fixed time for learning. Now the Gemara says Zois HaTorah Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oihel. So the Shloki says Yomus Ba'oihel. What does that mean? Ein HaTorah Miskayemes El B'mi Shememes Es Atzmai Olel. The Torah will only remain with a person who's Memes Atzmai. He kills himself. What do you mean? If he's dead, he can't learn. So the Meforshim say the Pshat like this. If you are dead, you can't answer the telephone, you can't answer the front door bell, and you can't speak to anybody on earth. That's the shat. Odom yomus ba'oihel. When you've got your kriyas, whether it's the morning, evening, whenever it is, for the rest of the world you are dead. You don't exist. That's a shat kriyas itim l'tayrah. But there's another shat. The Gemara says in two places in Shas, Koveya, it's a pasuk actually, means to steal or rob. But Kavias Itim the Torah means you have to steal. Ganvanim, some time for Torah. Yes, you've got the Kavias and you've got time for making a living, but sometimes you might, during the time you're making a living, you might find a bit of spare time. Don't waste that time. Use it Koveya. You have to steal time for Limud HaTorah. There's a rather strange saying of Rabbi Meir in Ovis. In Botalto min HaToiro, Yesh Lecho Harbe Betelim Kenegdoch. If you waste your time, you've got Harbe Betelim Kenegdoch. Now, what does that mean? So I've heard the pshat like this. We have 24 hours to the day. Now, for a balabos, he has to spend so many hours at work. He has to sleep. If you don't sleep properly, you can't learn. I remember going to the Shreitlol of Hashalom once, and he complained to me about the writers of the life story of Tzadikim and Talmidei Chachamim. They all stress he learned through half the night, three quarters of the night, the whole night. And this inspires people to follow, but they can't. You do need your night's sleep. If you don't have it, yeah, there are some people like the Chazoi Nish, Kehena, Vehena. In each generation, you have somebody outstanding who can learn all night and all day. But we're talking about the average human being. He's got to have his night's sleep. He's got to eat. He has to spend time with his children, with his wife, family. And let us say, after all that, he's got 2 hours left. So these 2 hours he learns. And what the Rebbe Shalom doing is great chesed. Since the other 22 hours are used in order to have 2 hours to learn, then everything you do, the eating, the sleeping, and the business, and everything else, is also considered Talmud Torah. Because that's what you need to learn those 2 hours. It involves how to in our Torah. But if you're Mavakal, Yeshalba Batalim Kenegdoch, the other 22 hours are also lost. So if you lose out on your 2 hours, you haven't lost 2 hours, you've lost 24 hours. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladetecha u'mibeis avicha. Think about it, you'll see there's something not quite right here. I was born in my father's house. When I am old enough, I walk out into the town. And if I'm adventurous, I will walk out of my town into the country. So it should have been Lech Lecha Mibeis Ovicha, that Umimoyladetecha, the city of your birth, Umeyartecha. That's the way, it can't go any other way. If you are here in London, I tell you, go to Manchester. So first of all, you have to leave your home, then you have to leave the town, and then eventually, or to the country, you leave the country. Not only that, but the Torah goes on. Vayelech Avram. Kashadiba Elov Hashem. He went. That's Pasuk Dalit. Then it says in Pasuk Hey, Vayetsu Lolechus Artsukadam. Well, wait a minute. In Pasuk Beis, it says, in Pasuk Gimel, it says, Vayelach Avram. He went. Sorry. Pasuk Dalit, it says he went. And again in Pasuk Hey, it says he went. So what's going on here? So the Mefarshim say the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Avraham to blank his mind from all his experiences up to this time. So there was a Yetziah in mental terms and a Yetziah in physical terms. Now, if you have to work on yourself to get certain things out of your system, the best thing is to start what's easiest. The easiest is Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, the influences of your land. Now, get rid of that. Having succeeded that, says the Kushbid Avram, Mimoyladetecha, get rid of the influence of the city of your birth. And then comes the most difficult one, Mibeis Avicha. Where you were born, your very first impressions, get rid of them. That's very difficult. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, the Yetziah Ruchnius is the order, Ne'asecha, Miladecha, Beis Avicha. Once Abraham got this out of his psyche, then comes the physical journey, and of course that's the second pasuk. After he completed his rehabilitation in mental area, then he physically leaves and he comes to Eretz Yisrael. What does he find there? A famine. And willy-nilly, no, Rera, he goes off to Egypt. And you know what happens there, I don't have to tell you. So, Rashi says, what was the purpose of this famine? To test his emunah. To see whether he's going to ask questions. I mean, he had a good kasha, Rebbeinu, what's going on here? You tell me to go to Eretz Yisrael, then you make it impossible for me to stay there. What's going on? But Avraham Avinu doesn't ask any kashas, so he passes his test. That's Rashi's pshat. However, as everybody knows, Rashi wrote his commentary on Chumash before the Zohar HaKadosh was revealed. In Zohar is a different pshat. Put your tape recorder on fast forward now. We are going forward 215 years. That's exact, actually. Because this happened when Avraham was 75. Right?
Yes.
Yitzchak was born 25 years later, and between the birth of Yitzchak and Yaakov going to Egypt was 190 years. And so we are 215 years forward. Yosef tells Paroi, my whole family is coming. Ah, no problem. Yeshu be'eretz Goshen. The toiv ha'aretz, the best. Wait a minute. What about the local population? Are they going to take kindly to an invasion of these Jews with all their cattle and things? No problem. When Avraham first went to Mitzrayim, Paroi made a proposition to Sarai, he wants to marry her. Now in those days, especially amongst the kings, you show your wealth, you display it, by giving the color Ashena Nadin. What was Sarai's Nadin? Eretz Goshen. And when the marriage was not consummated, nevertheless, Paroi didn't withdraw. So Eretz Goshen had Kedushas Sarai Imenu. That's what the Rebbein Shem did it for. So that when Yaakov and his family come, they don't have to live in contaminated soil by the Toyeyas Mitzrayim, a land which is totally the Kedush of Dahara of Soro Imenu. This is one example of the Pasuk. Roish Devorcho Emes. And the Gemara asks, Roish Devorcho Emes, and what about Soif Devorcho? So the Gemara Kiddushin answers, the Soif Devor proves the Roish Devorcho Emes. Meaning this, Onoichi Hashem Eletecha, Lo Yeh Lecho Elem Achayrim. The Rabban Shom is looking for what? His own covet, say the God. The Rabban Shom wants his own covet. There's no rivalry. Lo Yeh Lecho. However, when it comes to Kabbid Esavichu Esimecha, so they see that the Rebbein Shem is not interested in his own covet. It's for the benefit of mankind, Lo Yilacha. Is Misoif Devorcha, from the end, the Kabbid Esavichu, you see Roish Devorcha Emes. That's the Gemorin Kiddushin. However, there's a fascinating Baal Haturim. Roish Devorcha Emes, he says, is like this. Bereshith is the top, end of the top. Boro, Aleph. Elohim, Mem. That makes the word Emes. Uzroish Devorcha, Emes. At the very beginning of the Torah, the first three words, Soif Teiros, is Emes. But, it's not in the right order. Asher Boro, Elohim, La'asois. Ah, That's emes in the right order. Boro is aleph, harikim, mem, lachos, top. So I heard from my good friend, the Dain Gokovitsky. He said the pshat like this. Roish devor cho emes, the emes is jumbled. We can't see the truth. Like Avraham Avinu, he was forced to go to Mitzrayim. Could he see the truth? No, it's jumbled up. Akasha, the boy Nisham, he told me to go, make it impossible. But Soif Devorcho, Emes. In the end, the Emes comes out exactly right. Had Avraham lived to the times of Yaakov Avinu, he would have, now I know that Rabban Shalom wanted that Eretz Goshen should have Kedusha Sorah, so that our children, grandchildren should settle there. That's always the taste of Oysai. Roish Devorcho, the Emes is confused. There are many examples that I'm not going to go into now, but the most practical one you will find with Shiduchim. A boy meets a girl. The boy says yes. The girl says no. Or vice versa. So what happens? I'm terribly disappointed. I thought... Wait a minute. Not so fast. You meet your right zivug. Ah, that was nonsense. Would never be as good as this one. So you see, at first, you don't understand. Why does this girl not want me? Why does the boy not want me? So the emes is confused. But when each one meets the right zivug, now we know that why the girl turned me down, why the boy turned me down. Because this wasn't my zivug. In the end, you see, the emes. You know, in our life, it's always like that. We've got problems. Why does one should do this to me? No clue. Live long enough, you'll see the emes is absolutely right. That's exactly how it's supposed to be. Now, one of the big problems in this week's Sidra is the story of Hagar and the Malachim. Sarah made life miserable for Hagar, so Hagar runs away. And it says that a Malach Hashem met her at the well. Vayoymer, Hagar Shifchas Sarai, Eim Zevot Ve'Olaslechi. Where are you from and where are you going to? And she answers, Mibnei Sarah Gavitana. And then it says, Vayom Elo Malach Hashem, Vayom Elo Malach Hashem, Vayom Elo Malach Hashem. And Rashi quotes Chazal, four Malachim. The question is, why do you need four Malachim? Can't one Malach say two sentences? Yeah, I know one Malach can't do two Shlichus. But talking, this Malach was doing one Shlichus, talking. So why do you need four Malachim? So the Malvim says like this. The Rebbeinu Shlom wanted Hagar to go back to Avraham. So the first Malach says, it's a rhetoric question. The Malach knew exactly where she is coming from and where she's going to. He said, Sarai, Hagar, Shifchato, Emi Zevos, where do you come from? You've come from the Kodesh HaKodoshim in this world. The house of Avraham Avinu was the Kodesh Kodoshim. How comes you leave such a place? The honor Selechi, and where are you going to? Some place of equal or lesser Kedusha? You're going to Mitzrayim, Avi Avo Yisak Tumo. Are you crazy? So this was a rhetoric question. And the task of the Malach was, be Meramis to her, go back. Does she take the remez? Hagar doesn't understand hints. Mipnei soro gevirti anoichad arachas, she's making life miserable. That. Okay. This Malach has completed his task by being meramish to her to go home. So, what does the Malach do when he's finished his job? Go back home. But he hasn't done his job. Hagar doesn't understand hints. Okay. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, this time, no hint, clear. You've got to go back. V'zani tafel yoder. Suffer, suffer. Just too bad. You've got to go back. So Malach number two does his job. Tells her quite clearly. Does Hagar obey or does she disobey? No, Hagar doesn't move from the spot. I'm not going back. Never mind the Malach telling me I'm not going back. So, this Malach has done his job. Went back to heaven. But he's failed. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a third Malach. Now this Malach says, Harbo Arba Zarech Velo Yisote Meroi. You will have, if you go back, you will give birth to a son who will be the father of millions and millions of Arabs, many all perish. So this is what you call the carrot. This Malach said, it's worth going back. Look what you gain by going back. Fantastic! Harba Arba Zarech Velo. So, this Malach has done his job. He goes back. Has he succeeded where the other failed? No. Hagar stands still. I'm not going back. Even with a splendid carrot offered to me, I stay where I am. Okay? So Malach number three has failed. So now you need Malach number four. Vayomer Malach Hashem. Hinoch harav yoladet bein. Vekoros shemo Yishmael. Hishoma Hashem el onyei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has listened to your suffering, it will end. So the fourth Malach says, go back, no more suffering. Ah, says Hagar, I've won. I stuck to my guns, I've won. I'm not going to suffer anymore. But unfortunately, Malach number four has two sentences. V'hu yiyeh pere odom, yodoy v'toil v'yad kol boy. He'll be a wild beast of a man. Now you know the boys fight in Loshon HaKodesh, the noun comes before the adjective. So it should have said V'hu yeh Odom Pere. So I heard in the name of Brian Abramsky that Pere is the noun here. Wild. A person who is totally wild. Now Bujaden, most wild things have four legs. Odom, he'll have the features of a human being. Of a pere is his essence, wildness. Yodoy ba koil va yad koil boy. He'll be fighting everybody fights him. Said Malach number four, listen, Hagar, if you would have accepted the hint of Malach number one, or at least the direct instructions of Malach two, or at least listen to Malach number three, who gave you a bit of a stick and a carrot, then your son would have been a mensch. But because you were obstinate, you should know you'd have no nachas at all. V'yeh pere odom. You might have won your battle against suffering, but you've lost a great deal more. Now that is always the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara tells us if we defy the Rabbeinu Shalom, we'll be better off. Our nechtigah talk, don't believe it. Because if you don't do the Ratzon Hashem, you are a definite loser, without any doubt whatsoever. You may think you've won, but you've lost a lot more than you won. I will end up with a Targum Unkelus on this pasuk. Yoroi ba'koil v'yad koil boy, says Unkelus like this. Hu yehet zorech l'choilo, he'll need everybody. V'dod v'nei enosho yehoi tzrichin lei, and the b'nei enosho will require his. What it means is like this. In the present world today, the Arabs have a lot more oil than they need. Their camels don't drink the stuff. So what they do, they export it to the West. And they import technology from the West. They haven't got it, they have to import it. That's a pshat. B'nei Enosho, the West, will need what he's got, the oil. And he will need the technology of the West. So what the Malach said was a lure for the present day.